I am Sharon Holmes. Welcome to the She Shines podcast, where we are empowering you to embrace every facet of who you are, helping you to develop a beautiful balance in life and encouraging women everywhere to shine. You can follow the She Shines podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to your favorite podcast. Get in on the conversation. Join the sisterhood at facebook.com/groups/She Shines Podcast. So get ready. The She Shines Podcast starts right now. Hey, it's your girl Sharon. So glad to be back with you today. And you know what? I'm just going to dive right in today. I'm going to start with a question. So my question for you is, what season are you in? Now, of course, I'm not talking about, you know, summer. We are supposed to be in summer, right? In Chicago, we got to kind of feel that out day by day. But I want to know what season you think you're in your life. And again, not necessarily the stage of life, you know, where we say summer season is when you're young and cute and then you move on over to autumn and fall. But I'm talking about the type of season. Are you in a creative season, a growing season? Maybe you're in a learning season or even a latent season, a season where you get to rest. What are you graced to do right now? So kind of to explore this a little bit more, I've got to give you an exercise. So if you're driving, do not do this exercise. But if you are somewhere where you are safe, then I want you to close your eyes for a second because I want you to visualize something. So I want you to visualize a sunny 80-degree day, perfect, beautiful weather. Maybe you're sitting on a private beach, you know, drinking something cool, 80 degrees, sunny. Waves are just, you know, graceful and all of that. Visualize that. Just give yourself a second to enjoy the zen of that moment. Okay, that's enough. You're getting too comfortable. Now we got to visualize something else. I want you to visualize now, visualize below zero weather. You know, a day where there are no leaves on the trees. Maybe there's a blizzard going on. The snow is blowing actually sideways, so you can't hardly see anything. That kind of day. Did that conjure up some sort of feeling for you? I mean, thinking about the contrast between the 80-degree sunny day and the below zero blizzard, they probably conjured up two totally different feelings. I mean, I even felt the difference when I was saying it. The summer day just felt good to describe. And then that winter day where there's so much snow, especially being a Midwestern girl, where you get that, you actually have four seasons in our year, it did not bring up beautiful, pleasant thoughts for me. And I realized that we sometimes have learned to value some seasons more than others because they simply feel good to us. And so we tend to try to rush through the uncomfortable season. I probably even spoke a little faster when I talked about that winter scene than I did when I talked about that summer day, because we rush through the things that don't feel good to us or don't feel comfortable so that we can hurry up and get back to the season that we want. Sometimes we just want to be in a different season. And that's why, my friends, we have those folks who complain about cold in the wintertime. Now, you know you're a Midwesterner. You know you're going to get snow. You know the weather's going to drop below zero. But yet, every year, it's a surprise, and we complain. But then here's the part that gets me. The same people who complain about cold in the winter are also the same people that complain about it being too hot in the summer. So, like, which one do you want? And I've come to realize that it's really not that they have a problem with the weather changing. It's just that they are always wanting to be in a different season in their life. The grass always seems greener on the other side to these people. And so when you find that you're not really relaxed and comfortable in one season, and then you move to the next season and the same thing occurs, is because we've fallen into that grass greener on the other side type mentality. And I understand it. I mean, I tend to get stir crazy, right? I get cabin fever. I am one of those people who doesn't like to stay on certain things too long. Like, I've got to keep moving. I've got to keep things fresh and relevant, and I've got to kind of keep things going. And I always feel better when I'm working on multiple projects where I can move from this one to that one to this one to that one. And now I'm in a season of my life where I am pursuing my master's degree finally. It's a 3-year program. And starting out, I've known that I wanted to do this for 5 years before I even started. But I don't know, somewhere around a year and a half, it was just like, what are you really doing? Because I took a look around and it seems like everybody was making boss moves, right? It seems like everybody was taking huge vacations, and I'm in school all year round. So in the summertime, when other people are vacationing and they're posting all their pictures on Facebook and Instagram, I'm doing homework and trying to take a break from homework. And so I'm seeing all of these pictures and stuff like that. And they're celebrating big. It seems like everybody's party is on 10,000. And I can't do that right now because I've agreed to do this program. And it's a 3-year program. And here I am looking at everybody else, and it's like, hey, I want in on some of that. I want to celebrate too. I want to make some boss moves. I want to take some vacations. I want to be there for all that, right? And my mind is the type of mind that is always producing, is always working. So I already have books that I want to write, and I want to host some workshops, and I want to develop some screenplays that I have. They're already outlined and they are ready to go, because that's what I do, right? If I have an idea, I jot it down somewhere. Whatever thoughts come to me, I jot them down. So I make sure that when I'm ready to work on it, it's already there and ready to go. But all of this happening at one time, I found myself feeling a lot of pressure to just hurry up, you know, be done, graduate already. Get the degree already. Just be done. Hurry up. I'm ready for this season to be over because I'm ready to move on to something else. And I had to challenge myself to do the exact opposite. I had to challenge myself to pump my brakes and actually get comfortable in my season. I had to challenge myself to really commit to seeing this thing through and to finish it, because I'm going to need this in my next season. And so this whole process taught me a lesson about staying in my season. And I want to kind of share that with you guys today, because I realized that nothing makes us ready to rush through a season like looking at other folks. So Jonathan McReynolds is one of my favorite Christian artist. He's a Chicago guy. I don't know him personally. Maybe one day I'll meet him, but I don't know him personally. But he wrote a song. My husband started listening to it and he has me listening to it. It's called Comparison Kills. And it's talking about comparing yourself or comparing your progress to somebody else's. And even the simple act of listening to that song made me realize that while I might have all of these books and movies and events ready and set to go, now it's just not the time for it. They're all outlined. I'm telling you, I could like take you to page upon page where I've got everything all organized and outlined. They're outlined, but they're also out of season. They're premature, underdeveloped. And when I was thinking about this, it made me think about a premature baby. There's a reason why doctors want a mom to make it to a certain number of weeks before they give birth. Yeah, babies might have 10 fingers and 10 toes just a few weeks into gestation, but before you give birth to them, you need those internal organs and those things that are vital to life to be strong enough to support that baby. And now that's not to say that some of these little superheroes are not strong enough to really fight and push through it, but most of the time it is such a struggle. And so I had to resist the temptation to push out my product, my thoughts, my ideas prematurely. You know, some of us have tried to give birth to vision, but it's out of season. It's premature. And we can't figure out, you know, what went wrong. Like, why didn't that idea grow? Why didn't it take off? Why didn't it ever get off the ground? You know, we're wondering, why didn't that one work? We knew it should. We had all of the ingredients, so we thought, but it didn't work. Why? Because it was premature. Maybe it wasn't quite ready yet. Or you know what? Maybe we weren't quite ready yet. So I've got to take you back to when I was 5 years old to explain this one, right? So I remember being in kindergarten, and even from an early age, like I could read and do other stuff. My sister, one of my sisters was in college, and she would, for sport, have me read her books out loud because I could actually read the words. Had no idea what they meant, but I could read them. And so she would take me around and she would show other people how well her baby sister could read. And I remember being in kindergarten and the teacher requested a meeting with my mother because they were considering giving me what's called a double. I don't know if they still call it that, but what it is that they notice that there's potential in your child and they actually want to allow your child to skip a grade. So they wanted to move me from kindergarten and put me right into first grade so then I wouldn't have to complete kindergarten. Well, hey, that probably sounded like a pretty good plan, but before they could do that, they had to do certain tests. So they gave me all sorts of intellectual tests, and based on intellectual ability alone, I was there. Like I was ready to do it. But they were smart enough to know that intellect was not all I would need to be successful in first grade. And so they also gave me a battery of psychological tests. I know it sounds really mastermindish, but it really wasn't. It was, you know, kid level stuff. They had me to draw different pictures. I still remember drawing one particular picture where they asked me to draw my family. And I remember drawing my mom and dad, and I was in the middle holding both of their hands. I had no idea, you know, that this was actually a test. It was fun to me. I was a kid. I was five. And I was allowed to draw and be in a different place from all the other children. So it was all fun and games to me. But in the end, they looked at the psychological portion of my testing. So they looked at the picture of myself with my mom and dad. And they understood that because I was not emotionally ready, that this would not necessarily be the best move for me. So they were able to see that me being the youngest in my family would probably have a hard time being thrust into a grade level where all of the children were older than me, and then I would be forced to try to keep up with that. I remember just kind of going back to that day throughout my elementary school years and thinking, you know, if I had gotten a double, I'd be in eighth grade now and I'd be ready to graduate. And I am so glad, though, now that I understand that even though I felt like I would have been further ahead if they had done that, it might have been overwhelming to me. And so while it wasn't that it wasn't a good thing for me to skip a grade, it was just that it wasn't good for me. So there was also another young man. His name was Ronald. He was my kindergarten boyfriend. And Ronald actually got a double and he went on to do very well. He was well adjusted and all of that. But for me, it was better for me to stay where I was until it was time for me to move to the next point or the next level or the next season, if you want to call it. And so that's how I kind of learned that, you know, sometimes you've got to just stop, take a moment and embrace your season. Stop comparing your journey to somebody else's journey. Stop rushing to do what somebody else is doing and stop focusing on what they're doing. Because I realized this, if we focus on what other people are doing, we're always going to be caught in a rat race. You will never be able to catch up with what someone else is doing. Why? Because you'll always be a follower. They have to do it first in order to pave the way for you. So if you're watching what your friend or your neighbor is doing and trying to do that and trying to be that, you're always going to have trouble catching up. You're always going to be a follower. Now, let me be clear. I want to stay in my season, but just for the record, I got to state, I don't mean being stuck in a season. Staying in your season and being stuck in a season is two different things. You know, that uncle that still has suits from the 70s in his closet, that's being stuck. That aunt that still wears psychedelic makeup like she did in the 60s, that's being stuck. Okay, I know It's probably back in style because I've seen some of the blue and pink lipstick, but it's not in style for her. She wore it the first time. She can't do it again. So that would be being stuck. But staying in your season is really just being comfortable with where you are. That doesn't mean that you're afraid to do something new or that it's unhealthy or unproductive for you, but it is staying where you are right now so that you can get to where you need to be at the time you need to be there. And part of staying in your season is recognizing when the season has changed. So for some people who are stuck, it's just time now, boo. Let's just recognize that the season has changed and then we can move on, get into our proper season and stay there. Because today, I really just want to encourage you to be faithful to your season, whatever that season might be. It might be a season of growth where nothing comes easy to you and you have to work hard for everything. It might be a season of latency where it feels like nothing is growing. It feels like everything that you're doing is dormant and you don't see the growth in it. Or maybe you do and other people don't see the growth in it. Don't allow that to make you rush out of that season. Maybe it is a creative season for you and the ideas are coming so fast that you're feeling overwhelmed. Get a journal, sweetheart, and write some of that stuff down because you've got to stay faithful to that season. Don't rush through it until you have accomplished every single thing you need to accomplish from that season. Stay there until you're able to extract every bit of good from that season. Bleed it dry, honey. I want you to wear the ground out in whatever season that you're in. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because there is a time and a season to every purpose under heaven. Now, that's Bible. It's also a 60s group called The Bird. I did not know that The Birds, this is a side note, I get so unfocused sometimes, but I did not know that that song, to everything turn, 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 there is a season, turn, turn, turn. I did not know that came like almost verbatim from the Bible, but it did. There is a time and a season basically for every single thing that needs to happen in our lives. And sometimes we think that if we don't hurry up and get there, we're going to miss out on something. But you know what I've come to find out? That if you are thinking like that, oh, I'm going to miss it if I don't rush through and get to the next thing, you're already missing out. Stop. Look around. Kind of take inventory of where you are. The thing that you're going to miss out on are the things that you are supposed to be getting from the season you're in. You'll never miss the future season because that's always going to be in your future. But you will miss out on right now if you try to rush into that future season. And the real truth is that every season offers something. Even winter, as bad as it is, and as bad as we hate it, and as much as it gives us reason to complain, I found out that's kind of fun for us too. We just kind of like to have something, you know, right in the sleeve that we can complain about. Even winter has a purpose. It cleanses the atmosphere. Have you ever noticed that those years where if you're a Midwesterner like I am, if you live in Chicago, if you live in New York, somewhere that has four seasons, those years where the winter is very mild and you barely have snow, that hay fever season, baby, it is the worst because we need that winter. We need that cold air and that snow to cleanse the atmosphere and to dull down some of the allergens that tend to give us problems when we enter into our spring season. So every single season that we have offers something. Are you missing out on what your season has to offer you? What would you be missing out on right now if you were able to make a double and just skip to the next season of your life? What things have you been so busy trying to rush through that you haven't been able to enjoy the process of? There's a process to my education. And even though I'm ready to be done, and I still am, I'm being 100% transparent. If I could graduate today, I would, and I would be on the beach next week. But there is a process to it that has to be enjoyed. I had my very first clients not too many weeks ago, and it was terrifying, but it was also exciting and exhilarating. Those are the things that I would miss if I would just rush through the process and not actually take the time to enjoy it. Ask yourself, if there's a situation that keeps popping up over and over in your life, could it be that you're supposed to learn something from that process in this season? Is there something that you have learned in this season that you can take with you into your next season? You know what? I'd actually be curious to know the answer to that question. So why don't you go ahead and go to Facebook or drop a comment below. Let me know if there's something that you've learned in this particular season that you need to take with you to the next season. Maybe I can learn something from that, because I am committed now to extracting everything that I can from this season before I move into the next season, because the next season will depend on this season. Why is that? Because right now, even though you may not realize it, you are planting what you're going to harvest in your next season. So make sure you're planting what you want to grow into your future. Make sure you're planting some peace. If you want to harvest some peace in your next season, you've got to plant the seeds for that right now. You've got to plant seeds for financial security so that you'll have some stocks and bonds and all of that come into maturity later on. Good relationships don't just happen. You have to actually plant seeds for those and grow those good relationships. Maybe it's sowing into your children. That should be done right now. I know that it is a very huge task to have to every day tell someone to pick up socks. Every day? Really? I know it's tough, but keep sowing into your children, because children don't just automatically one day grow into positive, productive human beings. They have to be sown into. They have to be watered. They have to be exposed to light. And I'm going to throw this one in for free. All of the violence that we're seeing, especially here in Chicago, all of the confusion that we see in our children when we talk about issues like gender identity and all of that, all of the negativity and aggression and the inability to have healthy relationships, that's only the harvest, sweetheart. Those seeds were sown somewhere. Either we sowed those seeds into our children, or we left them with no one to sow, and whoever wanted to came and pitched their garbage onto those children's lawns. And before you knew it, anger and aggression started to sprout up from those seeds, and weeds got in there and affected attitudes. So all of that stuff is just the harvest. We've got to be responsible for sowing the seeds. So what are we planting into them? What are we doing to make sure that we have the future spring up that we want to spring up? We have to make sure that we're the ones who are planting our own futures. Even during seasons of rest, we've got to be planting. In seasons of rest, how do you plant? You plant by clearing your mind, getting your mind ready for the flood of new ideas that's going to come in your next season. So if you're in that little period where you feel like nothing is growing, you feel like you're just kind of sitting there, you don't know what you should be doing next, maybe that's a period of rest for you. Maybe it's a season where you just need to kind of get a little bit of rest and replenish yourself so that you're ready for the season to come. Maybe during that season, you could spend some time repairing some relationships, because I found out you cannot plant ugly and grow pretty stuff. It really just does not work like that. So maybe taking the time while you have time to really repair relationships and take responsibility from your own part. Maybe for me to take responsibility for my own part of the dysfunction that I've seen. And that will give us the opportunity to release the venom of unforgiveness. Just taking and making all of the time that we have useful. So what, we're not in a season where we're growing up ideas like our friends and where we're growing up celebrations like our friends. Let's use our season for what it is good for us. Now, I might get in trouble for this next statement, but I gotta make it anyway. You know me. Stop trying to produce outside of your season, and stop letting other people place out-of-season demands on you. I know it's real easy to do, because they've seen us do this before, and they've seen us do it so well that they want us to do it on command. We've planned a party, and that party was amazingly successful, and now they want a party, and they want us to do all the work. and it's out of season for us. We've got so much other stuff going on. We don't have time to do it, but we don't want to disappoint them. And so we allow them to place out of season demands on us. But we've got to stop and think, is that thing that they want from me something that I should be doing right now? I've got to be my own gatekeeper. Is this in season for me? Now, I am not one who loves to cook, but those who love to cook, those bakers, those, I have a niece who loves to bake, and she could probably make a strawberry shortcake in the winter, but how many stores would she have to go to get strawberries that she could actually use? Would they be sweet enough to make the end product taste good, or would she have to use artificial sweeteners to get the same effect that she could get if she did it in season? You might have done a great job at it before. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to bank and say that you did. But is it something you should be doing right now? Is it in your season? Again, part of staying in your season is recognizing when the season has changed. So if the season has changed for you, don't allow somebody else to push you back into a past season and cause you to have to produce outside of your season, because the energy that you would use to produce outside of your season, you're taking that away from the things that you need to be producing right now. So here is the challenge. We're at the midpoint of the year. We're in June. So why don't we do a mid-year checkup? Take inventory of where you are right now. Ask yourself, what season am I in? What type of season is this? Do I need to do something in this season that I'm not doing? What is it that I need to get out of this season that maybe I haven't been paying attention to? Is there something in this season that I need to do that will make me better prepared to handle my next season? And here's a great question. Have I squeezed every ounce of possibility out of this season? I'm gonna let that marinate. Did you get every single drop? Did you squeeze it? Did you crush it? Did you catch everything you need to catch out of this season of your life? So here's your homework. Go to that Facebook page. Look down below, drop a comment. Let me know what season you're in and tell me what you commit to getting from this season of your life, because I promise you, there is a time to every purpose under heaven. So what is your purpose for this time? What is it that you need to get out of this time that you can carry into your future seasons? Wow, I cannot believe that I've already been talking this long, and it's time for me to get out of here. So I'm just going to leave you with this. Don't be afraid to settle into your season, and don't forget to enjoy the season you're in. You have been listening to the She Shines podcast, where we are empowering you to embrace every facet of who you are, helping you to develop a beautiful balance in life, and encouraging women everywhere to shine. If you are a woman who shines and you want to see someone else shine too, join the sisterhood at facebook.com/groups/SheShinesPodcast, and you can share the shine. To get instant updates on our podcast, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music, YouTube, or Spotify. I'm your host, Sharon Holmes. Until next time, shine on.